Well, great morning, Royal Court. This is our installment of Fail Safe Friday, and just like last week, I've got Mick Slattery in the house.
Great morning, Royal Court.
Well, I'm glad that we're doing this again because I'm going to kind of draw off of what last week's lesson was on, which was the sugar.
Yeah.
And it sparked a lot of talk on Facebook, which was kind of neat. But I had received an email, which was kind of, we receive a lot of emails about things, and especially about the sugar and the whole breaking of that. But I want to share an email real quick. I'm going to leave the name off because there's some things I want to discuss on here. Okay.
Awesome.
So this was from one of our clients, and she said, "I hope you're doing well. I'm so sorry I can't be at the meetings for right now. When they switch back to Monday, I'll be there. So, but I am struggling with maintenance. It's about the struggle in my mind." And then she says, "Duh. I keep listening to Fail Safe Fridays, which are very helpful, and I've done a little research on the subconscious mind and weight loss. And apparently, if there's a disconnect between what the conscious mind and subconscious mind believe about us and our weight loss, the subconscious mind is always going to call the shots." That makes sense. It really does.
Uh-huh.
"Regardless of how much our conscious mind wants to be slim, if our subconscious has some conflicting belief about why we can't or shouldn't be slim, we fight a losing battle until we change our subconscious beliefs. I have had a huge struggle with binging on sweets, which are always my go-to foods. Some days I feel desperate and doing anything to gain control, like the steak day, it just seems impossible. That makes me think there must be a huge battle going on between my subconscious and conscious desires and beliefs. When I want sugar between meals, I gotta have it right then, even when it makes me sick or doesn't even taste good. You guys know a lot about this, so what do you know? What do you know about this, and what are your beliefs and your understanding?" Isn't that a great email?
That is a great email, and I think it is just, it digs much deeper into what really is going on, other than just knowing the right thing to do,
right,
and actually having the strength to do the right thing to do.
She does. She knows the right thing, and she's actually holding her weight, but she's struggling with it. It's a struggle,
right?
You know, and I was touched by what are your beliefs and what is your understanding. And it took me back to, you know, what are the things that have helped me? And I've talked about last week when I visualize things, it helps me to kind of put it in perspective. Not just if someone says sugar's bad for you, but when I really kind of walk through the process of it.
Sugar's cocaine. Oh, my gosh. That brings it to light, doesn't it?
It does. And it's addictive. And then on Facebook, that question was posed. And it's like, what would you do, you know, knowing that sugar is addictive like cocaine? What would you do? You know, how is that going to change you? What are you going to do differently? And I said, I'll go first. And what I said was, now that I know that it really is more addictive than a drug, it's something that if I were dealing with drugs, I would walk away. I would just try to put it down best I could. I think the thing I left off was that I'd be praying about it. And that really made me want to say, you know, I want to share all the tools that we have in our arsenal and what helps me.
Right. And we think because this is not a faith-based program or a Christian-based program that we don't really share everything that we do with y'all, because we are Christians. We read our Bible. We draw our strength from the Bible and from God's Word.
Right.
And we don't necessarily hide that, but we don't actually bring it out there that really when it comes to something like this, an addiction, a craving, a something where you really can't do it through your strength,
right,
God can do it through His strength.
Exactly.
And it's those components that we kind of don't share unless someone asks for them, kind of thing.
And we do have a lot of people that do ask, and we do share that one-on-one because the program is put together, no matter what you believed, it would work if you just followed the rules.
Right.
But I want to be perfectly transparent and you know, really share my heart to know that, you know, I struggle with being overweight my whole life. I think everybody pretty much knows that story. But where my answers came from, they were from God. And it's so funny because so many Christians say to me, I pray every day, God, please just help me, please help me, please help me, and help me lose weight. And I was in the same thing. And, you know, God did answer my prayers, but it wasn't this immediate thing. You know,
right.
He had the ability for sure to answer them.
And right, just take it away
exactly,
and make it all good.
But, you know, the journey for me was the Kevin Trudeau book. It was, you know, and God uses everybody. I don't know what Kevin's views are, and it doesn't really matter to me, right?
Right.
Because I know that I'm a child of God and that he works everything for the good of his children. So reading this book, it was just this, God impressed on my heart that this is how I was going to lose my weight. At least you're going to help a lot of people. And I'm like, well, good, let's get this going, you know?
Right.
Really thinking in my mind as if God couldn't read it. I'm going to lose my weight. I'll help people, you know, if I can, but right. I'm going to lose my weight first. But it took 3.5 years. And the 3.5 years was spent in the educational part. Thank God he didn't answer my prayers right then, Mick.
Right.
Because if he would have, it would have just been about me.
Would have lost the weight and went right back to where you were.
That's exactly right. Or, you know, whatever. But it would never have culminated in the Queen of Weight Loss. And I think of that, you know, that thing you always see on Facebook, a setback is a setup for a comeback. Well, the setback for me, actually, was reading the book and having nowhere to go. We were perfectly fine to go out of the country and find it or whatever. I was even willing to do shots, for heaven's sake, and I'm terrified of them.
We just couldn't find this mythical clinic that he was going
to. Yeah, we couldn't figure out where to go. But that was a setback. The setback. So the setup was the educational 3.5 year journey that helped me understand that it's not what you eat that makes you fat, it's what's in what you eat that makes you fat. And then the comeback was the Queen of Weight Loss.
Right.
And God is just such an on-time God. And I just remember going through the process and I learned so much along the way. You know, I don't want to sit here and say it was all roses because I was frustrated those 3.5 years. You know that.
Yeah.
Where is it, God? Where? When is it coming? When is it coming? When is it coming? And it, I mean, I just kept hearing, when you learn the lesson, when you learn the lesson. Well, tell me what the lesson is. I don't want to be one of your children in the wilderness for 40 years. Come on. I know they're only 11 miles away. And if they would have stopped their mumbling and their grumbling, they would have gotten there. And it was like, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And okay, so you know what I learned to do? I learned to take everything that seemed like a negative and turn it into a positive. The headache that when HCG finally arrived for me, it was like the headache was like, thank you, God, the toxins are leaving my body. You know,
yep.
When I was tired and couldn't stand it, thank you, God, the fat is going away. That's why I don't have any energy. This is great. Everything I learned to turn around because it's all about an attitude of gratitude. It
That's
really
right.
is.
My goodness, you were willing to do shots, and God gave you a sublingual method.
Exactly. It's like, what are
you? But you had to be willing to do the shots first.
No, I had to be willing to go there, didn't I? So you know, I just want to share my heart, and you know, God is so good, and every person that comes to this program, they are prayed over. There's no mistakes that happen here as far as the people that are supposed to be here, whether they're Christians or they're not.
Right.
You know, they're going to be blessed just by being here because, you know, they are biblical principles that actually work for everyone, no matter what their faith
right.
is, really,
Absolutely.
Really and truly. But, you know, I think about what this email said. It's like, you know, the whole conscious mind, subconscious mind. I think many times we just don't think that we're worthy, you know, because, you know, I'm not a good person or I'm not this or I'm not that. You know, the thing that God impressed on me too was that you're worthy just because you're my child. And I think about how God put the family unit on this earth to help us understand how much He loves us.
Uh-huh.
Because let's think about our son Ryan. You know, we love him to death. And could you imagine us wanting to give him something so wonderful? Let's say we wanted to give him a car. And he said, you know, I'm just not worthy. I don't want it because y'all just don't understand. I'm not a good kid. I'm not, you know,
yeah.
I don't do everything right or whatever, you know. And it's like, son, we're not giving this to you because you're good or because there's
we're
nothing
because we love you
and you're our son. And that's how God looks at us. We are made in the image of God. That alone makes you worthy, right?
Absolutely.
And God, I love what we were talking about this morning in our prayer time when you were talking about your body is a temple of God. I want you to share that. That was so profound to me.
You know, and you've heard that a lot. You know, your body is your temple. You know, God says, you know, you're made in His image, and that's His temple. And then it just hit me. It's like, oh my gosh, the Israelites, when they were sacrificing stuff, they could only bring the best to God's temple for the sacrifice.
Right.
You couldn't. It was blasphemous to bring a spotted lamb or a what is it?
A deformed lamb
or something.
Right.
I mean, that was the whole Cain and Abel thing.
Right.
Cain didn't bring his best to the Lord. And when you bring food into your body, that is bringing stuff into the temple.
That's right.
And you got to bring the best in there.
I love that. I mean, there is that visual thing that I talk about that helps me so much because, you know, I'm with everybody else just kind of trying to break that whole sugar thing again. I mean, I feel like there are days I'm like, I don't want it. But I remember even yesterday, it was kind of a rough day. You know,
we had a long day,
had a lot of things going on, a lot of stressful things. And we're always grateful for that because that means a lot of good things are happening, but very stressed out. So I got home and I was just tired. And it's that I need a reward. Remember, I'm like, I need something. And it was funny because Mick, being the wonderful husband he is, he's like, why don't you go take a hot bath? And I like, you know, rub your feet. I'm like, okay.
Hey, so, what more can you ask for?
No, it was wonderful. And so, you know what? That became the sugar replacement, you know? So it was kind of a neat thing. And I do appreciate that.
A lot of help,
man. I know. You have created a monster. But it was, I want people to understand where this program came from. I mean, really and truly. And, you know, I don't want to hide the name of God, the name of Jesus, you know, our Lord and Savior. And that's exactly who He is to us and why this program is so successful. Because honestly, when Nick and I think about the structure, the organizational chart of our company, he's at the top. He is definitely at the top. Try to explain that to your attorney. He doesn't quite get it, does he?
No, he does not.
So anyway, well, listen, is there anything else you want to share with them?
No, I'm just really looking forward to the pageantry of the Olympics opening tonight.
Okay, Mick is being facetious because I've just been going, yay, the Olympics are going to be starting tonight. This is so great.
It's like she can't wait for the opening ceremonies.
Because I had a couple clients are there and I was invited to go and I'm still struggling with, am I leaving like Monday to go? But anyway, I'll be looking for them in the crowd. But listen, Royal Court, have a great weekend. Stay on the reservation, drink your water. Be grateful. Be thankful. Help people when you can. The whole deal. So, Mick, thank you for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, you're very, very welcome. And we will see you Tuesday at the meeting. This will be our last Tuesday meeting. I know you don't care, Mick, because you won't be there. But this will be our last Tuesday meeting at Turkey Creek Earth Fair. We'll be back to Mondays after this week. So, have a great weekend. We will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.